Lucille Bloomberg next.
Want to find an interview again? Check out the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
So we're always looking for good news, and in the really, really bad news is where we find the good news. There are extremely positive signs that Ebola may soon be a preventable and treatable disease. And this was announced by scientists after a trial of two drugs showed significantly improved survival rates. Now, four drugs were trialed. That's on patients in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where the major outbreak obviously has taken place. And we've been talking about it on our shows. And the results show that more than 90% of infected people can survive if treated early with the most effective drug. So to discuss the significance, a very good morning to you, Professor Lucille Bloomberg, Deputy Director at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Always good to have you on.
Good morning, Kino, and it is good news.
Now, obviously this isn't a cure, but how does it change the future of when it comes to prevention of this particular disease, especially it being spread?
Well, I think previously, you know, patients saw treatment centres as no-hope places where they went in and never came out. And so people were reluctant to come forth with their symptoms, be diagnosed and admitted to these centres. So the disease was kind of, patients were treated at home, and the chain of transmission could not be broken. So you got more and more cases. Now there are these two new products, investigational drugs that have showed that for individual patients, their chances of surviving are, if treated early and with good supportive care, 90% survival compared to, as you mentioned, 90% chance of dying before the drugs were put in place.
Now, in layperson's terms, do we know how these drugs actually work in relation to Ebola?
So they are both, in fact, antibody type drugs. So one is a cocktail of three antibodies and the other is a single antibody, interestingly identified in 1994-1995 by Professor Muyembe, who's been key in Ebola throughout many years. Yep. Identified in a patient who survived Ebola during a previous outbreak, and this has been developed into a compound and is one of the successful two compounds that have been used in this investigational study. So there are antibodies against Ebola.
Now, you know, people,
your own body, yep, making them, you are now supplying them.
Oh, wow.
In a compound.
This is why science is so amazing. But now let's also talk about the why. Obviously, on the one hand, we don't like seeing people lose their lives, right? No matter where they find themselves as a result of Ebola. But is there a potential risk that Ebola could, for example, be used as a weapon of war?
So, I mean, there are various bacteria, viruses that have been identified as so-called bioweapons. That Ebola would not be a very successful one. Quite hard to transmit Ebola. Can't transmit it through the air, can't transmit it through eating food, cooked food, but you need really close contact with the organism, which is in blood and body fluids of infected patients. So it would not be an easily successful bioweapon, no. But it's in the list, and obviously in laboratories where it has been researched or where diagnostics are being done, we need to keep it safe. But no, not a good bioweapon.
Okay, well, that's good to know. But yeah, I mean, great news, and it's always good to have some good news, albeit out of a very sad story. So, Professor Liz,
great news for patients, great news, and perhaps a hope that the epidemic can be stopped.
Well, indeed. Professor Lucille Bloomberg, always great chatting once again. Thank you so much for your time. Deputy Director at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases.